This is your Words of Hope for October 13, 2019. I love my kids more than anything in this world, and every year that goes by, I find that I love them more and more. So why is it so hard to imagine that God loves me with that same kind of deep, constant, and sacrificial love? In today's devotional, we consider the yearning and rejoicing of God when He is close to His chosen people. And we realize that God celebrates us because those who were lost forever are brought home once again.
Born without enough oxygen, Stephen Lehman has lived with cerebral palsy his whole life. Stephen and his family had to learn and adjust to his disability and a different life than the one they had planned. But Stephen's story is not a story of loss. It's a story of God's provision and abundant grace. We are happy to offer Steve's latest book, which tells the funny, touching, and encouraging stories of God's guidance on the journey of his life. To get your copy of My Journey, God's Grace, visit woh.org and click on the tab marked Literature.
The title of today's devotional is Sing, Daughter of Zion, and was written by Laura N. Sweet. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today we're reading from the book of Zephaniah. We're going to start at chapter 3, verse 14, and read through verse 20. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast. And I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord.
It began as a traditional father-daughter dance. The bride and her dad waltzed to a slow and somber ballad. Suddenly, the music changed. A lively polka played, a reminder of the family's Polish heritage. Father and bride began to spin and swirl across the dance floor, faster and faster as we clapped in time. The bride rose higher and higher in her father's arms as he lightly lifted her up. No sadness here, just fatherly joy and pride on his daughter's special day, a celebration of marriage and family. Zephaniah speaks of a similar celebration when God gathers his people to himself. The city of Jerusalem, once punished and judged by God, will be restored as the forgiven daughter of Zion. God himself will be in her midst, and there will be no need for fear or shame. Instead, God will rejoice over her with gladness. He will exult over you with loud singing. Imagine the Lord celebrating with his forgiven, ransomed people, singing over them with fatherly joy and pride. Revelation 19:7-8 speaks of the marriage of the Lamb and of Christ's bride, the church. In that day, we will rejoice as we realize the joy that is ours for all eternity because of Christ's redemption. But the Father and the Lamb will also rejoice over us, singing and exulting, because we who were lost are now found and restored to them forever. What a tremendous day that will be!
When you pray today, rejoice in faith as you look forward to seeing God face to face. My prayer for you is that today you speak a word of kindness to someone who might need it. Today's devotional was written and read by Laura N. Sweet. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produced today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.